Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. We're back here on a Thursday night. I did enjoy doing them in the morning, though, I've got to say. First of all, apologies for not doing one on Sunday night or Monday morning. You can probably hear in my voice, I've got a very, very sore throat. And it was much worse earlier on in the week, and I've been really struggling with it. I managed to do the live show on Sunday somehow with it. But I'm also very, very tired as well. But we were on the mend. And the best thing is, today was my last day of work for the Xmas period, or the Christmas period. I write down Xmas on my notes for some weird reason, and that's what I say. Yeah, last day of work. I've got a couple of days encore. I'm encore on Saturday, actually. But I am now done for Christmas. So I hope you are looking forward to a Christmas period. I certainly am. Going to be nice. Well, I'm not exactly a lover of Christmas, I'll be honest with you. But it's going to be nice just to get a bit of time off work, chill out with my wife and Roxy at the chickens, and do a few things at home, as well as a Christmas dinner. I do look forward to a nice Christmas dinner. Now, Christmas does fall on a Sunday, and what I'll be doing Sunday morning, quite early, I'm going to be sowing the onion seeds from this month's gift pack, and I'll be recording a podcast as I do that. So that'll be out for you Christmas morning. There might be another email going out, just a general one that you probably get. Just wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas as well. Now, talking of seeds, I know some people's seeds have only arrived earlier this week. Royal Mail is obviously being a bit of a problem, what with strikes and things. And I hope by now everyone has got their seeds. But that took 20 days for those to arrive, which I'm not happy about, but I can't do much about it. I'm looking into other options, but unfortunately, because mine are letters, Royal Mail does seem to be the only option I have for sending out the seeds. Parcels are too expensive, I'm afraid, so I cannot really justify doing the parcels. So, hopefully the strikes are going to finish soon and everybody's going to be happy. Fingers crossed that is going to be the result. Now, something I have been sowing today is our chickpeas. And I'm not sure if I've actually spoken about this before, because it's quite a good one to grow at this time of year. I'm a big lover of growing shoots, in all honesty, especially at this time of year when I can just grow on the windowsill and they're pretty quick. Within a week, I'd say, we could be eating some of these chickpea shoots, which will go down really well, especially after that Christmas period when you're looking for something a bit healthy, bit nice and healthy and fresh to eat, especially if you're going into January with a health kick. So what I've done, I've taken a few of the seeds, quite a few, and I've put them in a jam jar, and then I've covered the seeds over with water. Then over the top of the jam jar, I've taken a piece of muslin or an old dishcloth will do, cut down to size. I've put that over the top and held that down with an elastic band. Now, the next day, or tomorrow morning, what I will do is then just turn that jam jar upside down. The muslin with the elastic band is going to hold the seeds back, but it's going to let that water escape. I will then just add a bit of fresh water, give it a swirl, and again, empty that water out. Now, every 12 hours, I'm going to rinse those seeds in the same way, pouring water straight over the top of the muslin, that's why it's there, over those seeds, give it a bit of a rinse, and then pour the water out. Now, we've got to repeat that every 12 hours. Very, very easy. It doesn't take long. And in fact, I'll use that water to water some of my plants so nothing gets wasted. Soon they will start to get shoots, and then when the shoots are big enough, and that's personally, I find, down to your personal taste, we then eat the shoots. Now, these chickpea shoots can be used in a wide range of things. I quite like using them in Chinese dishes where you might use bean shoots. This same method can actually be used for growing bean shoots as well. So it doesn't just really stick with chickpea, but bean shoots and many other pea shoots is a good one too. And all it does, you get this nice, tasty, healthy vegetables. Very quick and easy to do at this time of year. very quick, as I say, 7 days. What I would look at doing is repeating every few days at sowing a few more so that you can just keep a constant supply. Don't know if you do eat a lot of Chinese or if you do eat a lot of shoots, but I do think it's worth looking at if you are really good at growing or really interested in growing food. Now, I gave a brief talk on this, only about a minute or two, on another podcast. And this is the Somewhere to Grow podcast. I think it's only available on Spotify at the moment. She's only done 2 episodes. It's from Jenny Loudon, who's she's just gone into the podcast. She messaged me November, I think it was, after a few tips on basically microphones and things and how she wants to record her stuff. And I gave her a few pointers. At the moment, she's only done 2 episodes and it's a bit sporadic when she releases them. It's been not what I would like to see for the beginning. Audio quality is pretty poor. I'm saying this, I don't want to sound rude with this. I feel I can be honest with you guys. And I want to recommend this podcast because she's got a great idea. She just needs a bit of support and a bit of, you know, we can do this. So I want to share this podcast up with you guys to try and do it. And I will be working with her to try and improve sound quality and editing, etc., etc. It is quite a learning curve. And yes, I learned quite a lot when I first began. We are heading for a major milestone in 2023 with the podcast in that, in I think it's June the 23rd or something like that. I can't remember the exact date. It's the week after Gardeners World Live. But the Veg Grower podcast will have been going for 10 years at that point. A few weeks before that, we got our 500th episode as well. So a couple of massive major milestones coming up this year that I'm keeping a very close eye and thinking how we're going to celebrate it as well. I mean, 10 years is a massive, massive milestone. But at the same point, we all got to start somewhere. And Jenny on the Somewhere to Grow podcast, it's a starting point, isn't it? There's some great ideas that she has. Just got to make a start. And I've always said that one of the biggest things you can do is make a start, be it podcasting, making a YouTube channel, growing your own food. Make a start. That's all you can do. And then you just go from there. Love to know what you guys think on that. Like I said, we'll be back on Sunday morning with a podcast about growing onions from seed, especially as we will be sowing those on Christmas morning. So look forward to speaking to you guys then. If you don't listen to it, then I'm going to wish you a very Merry Christmas right now. I hope it's going to be full of festivities. The main thing that I always like to think about when it comes to Christmas is that it was originally a celebration for the return of the light. Yesterday was the shortest day, and now the days are going to start just getting a little bit longer, which is a good thing for us gardeners. I'm really not liking December at the moment because it just feels like it's been so dark. So once this sunlight starts returning and we can get back out into our gardens properly, we'll be very, very happy. Right, guys, I will speak to you again soon. Have a very happy Christmas or whatever you may celebrate. Everything will be running as normal. And in fact, Christmas Day at 6 p.m., we are doing a live show with a gardening quiz with a couple of people I know who it's open for everyone, but they are on their own on Christmas Day. And I really wanted to make an effort for those. Right, guys, you take care and I'll see you again next time.